This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. My guest is Robert Patton from Sheath Underwear. I have never tried to do as much stuff for, there's not that many sponsors. I've tried to do as much stuff for Robert for and been shot down as readily as I have with Sheath Underwear. We just can't get a break, can we?
I was looking in, so if you want to tell them what you're talking about.
Well, okay. Now Sheath has access to some. They're associated with a company called Time Wheel, and Time Wheel is a really good program to take. And you let me know when I'm getting it wrong, okay? As I try to, do a quick overview of this. Time Wheel is very good for editing a bunch of clips together and overlaying some audio with it and making a mashup. And make it basically an audio commercial. Now, I spent a lot of my time on the range. And they made a really good video of me on the range, shooting various guns at various distances. None of these where I was standing up. You can't tell what kind of gun I'm shooting, except sometimes that's a long gun, sometimes it's a handgun. And this was about Sheath Underwear. And this is because shooting on a range is, during a hot day, sort of miserable. And for some people that would go out on a hot day on a range, if they get sort of uncomfortable where a sheath would save you, they're going to cut their range day short. I had been to a class where I was out on the range for 8 hours a day in the 96, 97 degree heat with the 1,000% humidity, and Sheath Underwear performed beautifully. Beautifully. And I mean, anybody that was there in the class, you could look at some of the instructors. I never had happening to me. The instructors were sweating from their shoulders to their shins. Everywhere. They were just sweating. And I mean, that was just heat, heat, heat. And I never had that issue. And I believe in the product and everything else. Robert's been a good friend of the show and everything else. And we're putting out these little ads for Sheath. And we can post them to Facebook. But then I decided, Robert's such a good sponsor, I'm going to boost this one. So I boosted it. First time I boosted it, they said, no, you can't do it. Then the next time I boosted it, they said, I appealed that one, and they said, oh, okay, so it's about underwear, fine. So they let me boost it. And then when it had run its course, Robert and I we had plans. We're going to, okay, let's take and boost this one, and then we're going to make another one, and we'll boost that. Well,
yeah.
The one that got okayed, I tried to boost it again, and it went nowhere. They would not allow it. So then Robert had Time Wheel do their magic, and then they did one thing with me shooting a gun, and it's got the Sheath Underwear logo over me, so it sort of looks like I might be twerking, because I can see my back. And they turned that one down, too. So what I've been doing all day today, Robert, is just try. I've changed the message on the show page from all things firearm to all things freedom. And all that's on my show page is me and Ted Nugent. The picture is just me and Ted Nugent, which, Ted could be a lot of things. He could be a guitar player, some other stuff too.
I like Ted Nugent.
Yes. Yes. So there's me and Ted in the picture, and I have tried three times today just to boost the page so I can get more page likes, and I've been shot down every time, and every time it's the same thing that they won't let me do with the underwear because I'm promoting the sale of firearms.
Well, I guess this Facebook stock dropped by $120 million last
billion.
Week.
Billion, billion, billion,
billion. Oh, my God, billion? So that's even worse. So,
yeah.
But I know they were already trying to censor the promotion before that happened. So I mean, why do you think that they're trying to censor these, you know, commercials that have anything related to guns?
Well, I just had a tech expert on the show, and he believes it's because if Facebook, if someone were to actually buy a gun on Facebook and go out and shoot somebody on Facebook, they're afraid Facebook would get sued.
Right,
now,
right.
Robert and I, we talk most of the time via Facebook Messenger. When I'm confirming he's going to be on the show, I'm sending him a Facebook message, and when he confirms that he's going to be on the show, he sends it back to me on Facebook. I could send you a Facebook message going, Robert, want to buy this gun? You could be like, yeah, sure, when? I could tell you when. You could come and meet me, and you could buy the gun. So all of this stuff they're doing, it's not going to stop somebody actually wants to sell a gun using Facebook. I mean, in the run-up to... In the run-up to 9/11, it's either 9/11 or Mumbai. I can't remember which one it was. But in the run-up, it might have been Mumbai because that was more recent. In one of these terrorist attacks, because they were afraid they were going to be monitored through these various digital communication means, these guys were sending messages a la PlayStation 4 Messenger.
It was probably Mumbai, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah.
And they were sending those messages that way. So, I mean, getting out there and saying, well, we're going to do this to stop that. Well, you're not going to stop anything. They're going to find a way to do it. And I don't know of anybody that's ever bought a gun off of Facebook. There's guys that, you know, sell holsters on Facebook and show pictures of guns on Facebook. So my question to, and we're going to figure out a way to overcome this, of course, but simply because Robert and I are a little too stubborn to just sit back and say, well, they beat us.
I mean, if we have to take all the guns off the ads, it's fine. They know it's still you, but it's a little bit, you know, like you wonder why they are censoring the guns. But I was doing some research. Apparently, there's these live stream killings. Does that? I mean, you were just talking about that. Maybe they're being overprotective of their platform, and I guess they have all these bots that search for images with weapons in them and like deny them automatically, but they approve the appeal that last
the first time.
So that's weird that they didn't do it the second time. Maybe if we just do it again and maybe we get another review person, they'll approve it this time. I don't know.
Well, no, I have been appealing it all day. Today, I was just trying to, you know, get more likes for the Facebook page for the show, right? That's all I wanted to do. And I was just trying to promote a radio show. And I told them in the appeal, I'm just trying to promote a radio show. I don't sell guns on Facebook. I don't sell guns at all, really. And he got shut down because I was promoting. It's all quite the algorithm is locked in on me. I think what we ought to do is I ought to shoot a video. We ought to shoot two. I ought to shoot two videos where I'm just sitting there being a talking head and talking about sheath underwear and, you know, making reference to the bang bang things. And this is where I use them the most, although, you know, I also, you know, ride bikes and do a lot of walking and everything. And that's why I find sheath to be the best thing out there. And let's post that somewhere, right? But then I think I ought to get up there and I ought to wear a card that just has the word gun written on it and have that hanging on my chest while I'm doing the same dialogue and record that and try to post and boost that somewhere on Facebook and see if they catch that.
That would be an interesting experiment. I mean, I think they're literally looking for guns, but maybe even the word gun. If you say gun, if you have it written down, they're going to flag it, and then you're going to be reviewed. And they're just really skewed in that direction right now. When in the past, they used to just let whatever was on Facebook be on Facebook. And then, so whatever you posted would be there, and it was like a free speech, right? And now it's not so free speech.
Let me get you to hold right there. Sheath underwear for those of you who have not taken the plunge yet. I don't know what you're waiting on because this is the stuff. This is the underwear that, you know, if it's a hot day and you're cutting grass, if it's a hot day and you're going for a run, playing softball, whatever you're doing, if you're active and you're out there, you need to be wearing sheath. And you can go to sheathunderwear.com, use my name, last name, Frady, and get 35% off, and that is very significant. Go check them out, sheathunderwear.com. My guest is Robert Patton. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Offering the largest selection of knight armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All right, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. My guest is Robert Patton from Sheath Underwear. Just out of curiosity, do you have the same kind of trouble with your social media that I'm having with mine?
No, we don't get rejected very often with our booth. they don't seem to mind posting naked people in underwear. Not necessarily naked.
That's the thing. That's the thing I was thinking about because, you know, normally they would get out there and they, you know, Facebook is not a place where I see a lot of stuff like that. And I tend to not go to those sorts of sites. Now I go to Sheath Underwear because that's a different kind of site. But for somebody just moving around, you know, the idea that somebody would say, "What's this?" Just, you know, and yet you have never had an issue.
No. And I mean, I just thought of this, the fact that their guns are so prevalent in the movie film industry. I mean, like in every movie that's popular that makes money, people are dying and there's guns, and yet Facebook wants to play like social justice warrior and prevent guns from being displayed on there. I'm not sure what their point is. I think they're literally trying to prevent people from dying, but I don't know that that's going to save anyone's life. I think they're trying to save themselves from lawsuits, I guess, like you said earlier. I'm not sure. But if they just looked at the commercial and they saw you're a personality who is like kind of like Ted Nugent or somebody that's, you know, related to guns, so that's your shtick, that's your deal, and they know that. You're not selling guns, you're selling a product. They have to look at each case individually, and maybe they're too overwhelmed. I'm not sure why. What's going on? They did just lose $120 billion.
Well, I mean, one thing that's happening right now, and I don't know if this could be construed to go to Facebook and look at that the same way. On Twitter, the government's getting ready to go after Twitter because they're doing some things, and the way they're doing it, it could be interpreted by law that they are advocating and they become a political action committee. And it has, they're shadow banning certain political people, all of them Republicans. And in the meantime, they have all kinds of fund, you know, they themselves do a lot of funding for a lot of Democratic causes. And this makes it look like, see, like here on radio, for example, you could be running for office. And if you come to me and say, "Bill, we're old friends, and I want you to let me come on your radio show and run for office," I would tell you, "Well, of course, Robert, yes, you can. But then by law, I have to allow your opponent to come on, too."
Yeah, see, that's fair.
Right. So, fair. Well, it's
they're
it's,
not being fair. They're
yeah, well, it's, fair. It's,
they're
it's,
being,
it's
like, completely biased.
See, in a way, you're sort of sitting there and that you're talking about honor, and I don't think Facebook and I don't think Twitter actually operate with the same kind of honor code that you and I do, to be honest with you.
I mean, maybe they think that they're being honorable in some way, some knight in shining armor, saving us from ourselves, but I think that they're causing more problems than they're, you know, solving, because you're having a backlash of the people who that disagree with what they're doing, and that it's not going to benefit them. Maybe that's why they lost so much stock value. I'm not sure exactly what it was, but they're not, you have to let, it's like free speech be free speech. That's how society likes to operate. We don't want to be censored. I mean, think about the countries that are censored and the lives, you know, that they're living, where they, you know, you can't say certain things, you can't do certain things. We can do it in real life. You should be able to do it on social media. They're acting like a monitor. But I mean, then you don't want to see beheadings either from Saudi Arabia or wherever they're happening, you know. So it's like, where do you draw the line? I think you draw the line there. Like, we don't want to see beheadings in like other countries, but you then that there's like a slippery slope and now they're still doing what they
don't. There is a way to get past that. They can declare themselves a public utility. Huh?
What does that mean?
With a public utility, like, say, the phone company, like, you know, the old days where Ma Bell and now it's AT&T and everything, they are not liable if somebody uses their means to communicate about, you know, they're not liable to anybody if somebody uses the phone to call somebody to set up a murder. They're not liable.
Exactly.
because they are just a utility. They're public. Same way with you can't hold the power company. Now, if they're out there and they some malfeasance or negligence on their part causes something, well, yeah, you can sue them all day, but they can't be held responsible for certain things if they're going to act as a utility. If they're going to act as an advocate, well, then they're going to have to play by certain rules. And this, when you're out there and you're a communications company, which is what Twitter is. Twitter is, it may be social media, but it's communications at the same time. You got to make your decision. Which is it going to be? You can't be both. You can't be both. That just doesn't happen. It never happens. And
I mean, Twitter bans people like the Milo Yiannopoulos. Agree with them or disagree with them. You make him more popular by banning him, but he did lose a lot of his steam. I mean, he's a guy that likes to say outrageous shit. Comedian. Oh my God, I just did that. I'm so sorry.
Did you catch that?
But I'm so sorry.
No. I'm not talking.
Anyway,
okay. Continue.
So he's a guy that likes to say outrageous things, and like, there's plenty of guys on Twitter. Like, that's all Twitter is people just saying absurd, outrageous stuff to get a rise out of people, and then I can't believe I did that. But you know, like, then they ban certain people and not other people. That's the thing, is it's one-sided. And
yeah, absolutely one-sided. And it's, you know, the public part of it, if they weren't out there being public about it, that would be one thing. But when you get out there, and I've heard all this before, like about YouTube, where YouTube is a business and they can do what they want and they can do this and they can do that. Well, you can't discriminate. There's a difference between discriminating, right? Like if you had a sheath underwear storefront and you had a policy up front, no shirt, no shoes, no service, well, that's okay because that's not discrimination. You're saying if you come in the store, you got to have on a shirt and shoes, right? You got to be dressed.
Exactly. You got to be dressed. Front.
Now, you can't get out there and say no gun owners are allowed in here. You can't do that. And you can't get out there and say no women allowed in here, no black people allowed in here. You can't do that because that's discrimination now. The gun owner part of it, they would get hit on the political part of it because that's a political thing. So they would be hit for a political view on that one. Anyway, we're going to get into the lumberjack aspect of the sheath underwear when we get back. Sheathunderwear.com. Use my last name, Frady, 35% off. If you do that, you should be wearing it. Everybody should be wearing it. They got it for men. They got it for women. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
USA Radio News.
Investigators gave an update today on the search for Molly Tibbetts, but provided very little information. Iowa Department of Public Safety spokesman Kevin Winkler says everything is being done to help find Molly.
As leads continue to come in, they are constantly evaluated, prioritized, and followed up on. Missing person cases can be some of the most difficult and demanding investigations. We've appreciated the assistance from many local, state, and federal agencies, along with the assistance from the public that have provided every resource they can.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller's first trial in the Russia probe formally opened today, where six men and six women were chosen to help decide the fate of former Donald Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort. Manafort is being charged on 18 counts of banking and tax violations. And finally, the Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll for today show that 48% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he says, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs, and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Robert Patton from Sheath Underwear, as I'm having trouble being a good pitch man for him. Although, you know, the stuff that you put up, the stuff that you have been, the time wheel has been putting up, is still getting a lot of views, even though it's not being boosted. Have you noticed that?
He put together a good video, and you have a good audience, so it's getting a good response. Sometimes you don't have to boost it. You can just put it organically, and it works. If it's not the same stuff over and over again, Facebook likes new content. You know, it's like a machine or whatever you have to feed.
Unless it's from me, Robert. Unless it's from me.
Well, I have it. Interesting. I was in Bellingham, Washington this weekend at this Flow State Summit event, where the idea was to get into the state of flow, and it was very interesting because we were in the middle of like a commune where all these people live and they work together, and it's all peace and harmony and love, and everyone's working together. It was really cool.
Okay.
But it reminded me of this series I was watching called Wild Wild Country. I don't know if you saw that on Netflix. If you haven't seen it, it's amazing. It's like these kind of hippie type people, and they create this commune, but the surrounding element isn't that thrilled about their lifestyle. And they begin to get like threatened with guns. And then so the commune, they start training with weapons, because the only thing you can do when you're threatened with a gun is to use a gun. And so, you know, like the people that are preaching peace and love and everything, it's great, I love it, but you're still going to have to defend yourself at some point in time, because there's evil out there.
Right.
I don't know why I went in that direction. But that's the reason why I'm like a Second Amendment advocate, because what are you going to do? You don't want to be the guy that under the barrel. And
well, I mean, do you carry a gun? Have you ever carried a gun?
I mean, only when I was serving.
Okay.
It's been a few years.
As a civilian, when you carry a gun, as a civilian, and you should carry a gun because you are.
I think you're right.
Yeah, I think you should carry a gun. But when you carry a gun, actually going through the training and everything, now you probably don't have an issue with this, but if the next time you're walking down a street, wherever you are, look at everybody and see what they're watching, because most of the time they're going to be looking at their phone.
Mm-hmm.
And all of these gun classes nowadays are about awareness. So most of the gunfighting they teach you is how to avoid the gunfight.
Yeah.
And the gunfight is the last resort. So
absolutely.
And, you know, I don't have an issue with that. I really don't, because I know what that feels like, and I know what you're going to go through after you shoot somebody. So knowing that, you know, it's not like it is on Miami Vice where they pull out a Lucky Strike and, stick the gun back in the shoulder holster and under the linen jacket before they get into the Ferrari. You're going through a lot of physiological changes. You're throwing up. You're having the shakes. You're crying. You can't stand up. You know, a lot of things happening to you. When you're the good guy and you shoot, it's a right to shoot. So, it's not so much about being. I carry a gun so that I don't have to watch people be victimized, if it comes down to that. But my first responsibility is to me and mine. I'm not a superhero. I'm not a vigilante. When I'm out there and I'm carrying a gun, the first thing I'm going to be checking on is me first. And then if whatever I'm seeing is not crazy outrageous, I'm going to be exiting the AO. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Unless it's necessary, and that would be like an extreme case. Like if people were getting shot and you were the only one there to protect them, or you saw something about to go down.
Right.
And there has to be people out there willing to do that, and not everyone is, the police aren't always there. It's good to have citizens that are caring, that are, good people. And because there are bad people out there that are on hard times. Maybe they're not even that, bad of a person, but the circumstances put them in a situation where they have to go do something they don't want to do, but that doesn't make it right. And sometimes they're willing to take someone else's life to save their own in their mind, they have to die sometimes.
Have
people out there.
The problem is not necessarily that they're going to try to kill you. It's that you, as the victim, are not going to know where they're going to stop.
Right.
Or do they just want your wallet and they're going to run? I mean, like when I was talking with James Jaeger, if somebody came up to him and wanted his car, he's going to hand them the keys and let them have the car. Because there's a lot of other stuff that goes into, shooting someone, and some things are just not worth shooting someone. If all they want is the car, here's the keys. Yeah, well, you got to live with it. You got to live with it, too. You got to go to court. There's a lot of things you got to deal with. So for him,
give up the car.
It's a priority thing. Now, if they're out there like, give us your wife, well, then he's going to go, he's going to get loud real quick.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Because you have to live with that. What do you want to live with? Yeah. That's a good,
You know what you could do with sheath underwear?
Talk to me.
You could make the concealed carrier's underwear.
Is that what we were going to talk about?
I just thought about that. I just thought about that because there's already, Glock store already makes something like yoga pants for women.
Yeah.
But, if you had a little heavier material on either 3 o'clock or 9 o'clock on the underwear and just put a little loop in there and made it a little more reinforced, that could be...
Yeah. That'd be pretty cool.
That would be
pretty cool. Make it like a longer leg so that it has more support. And
it depends. Okay. I mean, most people are opting for really small carry guns nowadays. I'm looking at a Smith & Wesson M&P Shield. It wouldn't take much to hold it up. But right now, when I'm going to gym wear, see, that's the thing. All of your underwear is for active people, and mm-hmm. the only thing that I know of to wear a gun on your body, which is the best way to carry it, is a belly band, which means you have, like, if you go to the restroom, you got to find a restroom you can get into where you can take the belly band off. Whereas with this, no, there's no belly band.
Yeah. How would you get to it, though? You'd have to, like, reach down.
It's inside the waistband. It's just inside the waistband. It'd be poking out of the top just like an inside-the-waistband holster.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Not a drop pouch, no. That wouldn't work.
Well, I thought maybe lower on the leg or something, like mid-thigh, but that's more like... You'd have to be wearing a skirt or something.
We'll talk about that when we get back. We're coming up on the break, but we'll talk about that. Here you have it, folks, some product development happening right in front of you. I have found that with clothing like that, like even when you're wearing pocket holsters that are, you know, pants designed with a pocket, with a holster built into it, when you're seated in the car, that's too low for you to reach in and grab and pull the gun if you have to. So it needs to be at the waistline.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
So you learn things.
Yeah.
It's fun.
When we get back, we're going to be working out and working through the logistics of designing concealed carry underwear. And you heard it first here. And who knows? Maybe it's going to be coming from Sheath Underwear. And if it does come from Sheath Underwear, if you go to sheathunderwear.com and you use my last name as your promo code, it's going to get you 35% off, because that's going to be a very unique pair of underwear there, and as a matter of fact, I may try to be the test pilot. We'll be right back. My guest is Robert Patton. This is Lock and Load.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our products from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Yeah, I like that song. I like that song. That's Faith No More. Faith No More. I like Faith No More. Talking to Robert Patton from Sheath Underwear. We were designing some underwear while we were gone. While we were in the last segment, we weren't doing anything while we were gone because you're in Colorado, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Springs, Colorado.
As far as that goes, I mean, why couldn't there be a concealed carry underwear? I mean, The problem is going to be is having a waistband strong enough to hold the weight. Now, you're the designer. How do you overcome that?
I mean, like you were just talking about yoga pants, they these Lululemon, if you will, they have some really durable yoga pants for women. We would just have to apply some of that fabric to our product, which is really comfortable anyways. I mean, or it seems to be comfortable. I haven't worn it. But you have to play around with it. It's trial and error, as with anything. You just have to keep tinkering until you figure it out. It can definitely be done.
Well, I mean, it would have to be heavier, at least up there in the waist area. It'd have to be a heavier material. And the one thing I was thinking about is there heavier material that's just as moisture wicking, or does moisture wicking favor the lighter materials?
I mean, it would favor lighter materials, but you could get more, like, the top of the line, the best that's out there, you know, as far as functional fabric, you can find some, there's really good stuff. They keep inventing new fabrics that are better and better, and we can just add that. I like some of the more natural fabrics, but it's not going to be as durable. For this type of thing, you would need like a heavy spandex. It would be fine for just a portion. You would just do a certain portion of the underwear, not the whole thing. That way,
right,
you can still get the breathability and all that,
right,
that you want. Yeah,
that would be quite interesting because
we're doing base layers. Just the people out there. We don't talk too much about the underwear. We are releasing a base layer in about 2 months for the hunter person. It's not going to have like a concealed carry band on it, but it should help you with comfort while you're outdoors, you know.
That comes in handy. I mean, outdoors, when you're moving around, you're burning calories, you're building body heat and everything else. That's going to come in handy, especially especially if you're, you know, in the heat of the day or during the day and whatever, whatever it works out to be. But I'm still, you have a lot of mixed martial artists that use your stuff, right?
Right. And they fight in them and train in them. They love them. It's amazing, actually. I thought that it might be an issue because it kind of puts everything up out of the front there, but they like that because they can put their cup on and it keeps everything in the right spot with the cup over the, you know, package, and it keeps everything secure like
right.
It's supposed to. Yeah. And we just signed a woman UFC fighter, Tisha Torres, and she actually fought on Fox this weekend, and they went to a decision and she lost against Joanna Jędrzejczyk, but we kind of expected that to happen, and she still put up a great fight, but this other woman is just like a Terminator, and she doesn't really lose very often.
Yeah.
So it happens. We're still happy to be, like, we're like in a big league. To me, the UFC is the NFL, and it starts with this one athlete, and we're going to try to grow that to many athletes. I like it. You know, I like it makes martial arts. I think that's another good area for men and women to get involved, as well as, you know, training themselves with weapons. You know, unarmed combat training, I think, is very important for confidence and discipline and your overall health, you know, well-being. Would you agree or no?
Well, I back in the 70s, I was in the kickboxing culture, and for me, and I never wanted to think of myself as a purist, but maybe if I were younger, I would look at mixed martial arts in a different way. Mixed martial arts are very difficult would be very difficult for me to practice. Now, with whatever is left, I have to think about what I'm doing with my chest and everything since the heart surgery. And I have to consider that as I'm going along, and in a lot of, you know, I have to consider that a lot of different ways. So mixed martial arts, I can see where it would be much better as far as a combat system, hand-to-hand combat. Because
yeah.
Bruce Lee was always, he was very much into the grappling part. He said that if you were not prepared to grapple, you were going to lose the fight.
Totally. So, it's always going to go to the ground. That's what they say.
Yep. So when they go to the ground, these grapplers, these jujitsu types and all these stuff, guys that know how to grapple, that's a plus in the combat side of it. For me, I'm going to try to hit him in the head with a gun and then run as fast as my old legs will carry me.
Yeah, don't let him get too close. That's fair.
Yep.
Because if you're a woman or a smaller person, you know, you might want to just, like, not get involved in that. But still get to train yourself just for the overall benefit.
Sure.
That can provide.
Sure. Yeah. The exercise is probably great. Just the pain.
Yeah.
The pain is what I'm worried about. I'm worried about the pain. So, anyway.
Yeah. Well, I practiced in the Army. I really enjoy that type of thing. I like all of it. I was an expert marksman. I was good. I got certified as a, you know, like combatants level one, this and that, whatever, in the Army. And I took that out to the real world. I mean, I just started training at various jujitsu gyms, but you can develop a lot of back problems, things like that. It's just, to each their own. You can do it too much. So you don't want to do it too much, but I think
it's
highly valuable.
It is. It is. So.
Yeah.
So, the idea of a concealed carry pair of underwear that'll be something to see.
We've been talking about it for a while. As we continue to grow, we're going to continue to release new products, and I don't want to ever stop growing. People have asked if we're ever going to sell, and I'm not really going to sell the company because I want to. It gives me something to do, and it allows me to be passionate about, you know, my business, and I get to help a lot of people in the process. So I'm going to keep growing it, and as long as we have customers putting in requests, we will make those, you know, we can turn that into a reality. It's not that complicated. And you know, to all your listeners, please go ahead, if you would, go to chiefunderwear.com, check out what we have, promo code SLADY, save you 35% on any and all products, veteran owned, and we employ quite a few people here in America. I mean, we are made in China. It's a weird question, like, where are you made in, like, China? And they can't be ashamed of that for whatever reason, because A, they only make underwear, and it is the best underwear that you can get.
Right.
And we're still employing, like, dozens of people, all, you know, mostly in America, but all over the world. And I mean, I think it's a beautiful thing, and I'm proud to do it. And so I appreciate you letting me come on here and talk just about whatever we talk about and occasionally.
I think everybody needs to be wearing it. I'm very yeah. adamant that everybody should be wearing this stuff. But
I agree.
The thing about it is, you know, everything about it, once it hits the shore, that's adding employment. Manufacturing nowadays, at least right now today, it's probably cheaper for you to do that as far as what you sell it for anyway, right?
It's not even, yeah, it's about the cost, but the quality, I bet I would be, you know, I would put the quality of our manufacturing up against any company that made it in America. I really feel like they do the best job you can possibly do for underwear. I mean, I don't know how they could do better unless they had a better machine here. And maybe they do, but the quality is the best that I've ever seen. And I know I'm biased, but at the same time, I wouldn't feel that confident saying that. You know, I'd be like cringing as I said that, and I'm 100% confident they are the best quality. And then you have the functionality with the pouch and then the fabric, you know, the combination.
We're running out of time. Legit. We're running out of time. Sheathunderwear.com. Use promo code FRADY for 35% off. Thank you, sir. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I think my pops wanted to talk to all the wisdom he shared.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.